is Quantum Leap Soundbites, brought to you by Indiana Humanities. This series is part of Indiana Humanities' Quantum Leap Initiative, which invites Hoosiers to explore and celebrate the spirit of possibility and problem solving that occurs when we bridge the humanities with science, technology, engineering, and math. In the 1930s, James A. Rainiers is in his late 20s, working in his laboratory at Notre Dame. He's tall, wearing a long white lab coat, and is hunched over what looks like a smaller version of an iron lung. It's an airtight steel cylinder that has a glass window to see inside. And he's squinting inside to see the pregnant guinea pig within. Imagine having a magic germ detector that beeps when it senses germs. Using a magic germ detector in the room, it would beep normally, certainly over James and his shorter, younger, spectacled, and handsome partner, Philip Charles Trexel, and the entire laboratory. However, if you place the germ detector over the steel compartment, it would be strangely silent. That's because the steel cylinder is actually a completely germ-free environment that James invented. It is fitted with mechanics so that it can be sterilized from within by extremely hot steam. And it has rubber gloves to allow James to work within the isolator without compromising the sterilized environment. He's using those gloves now to reach inside the steel machine and assist the guinea pig through giving birth. First, he removes the mother's entire uterus with several pups within. Keeping the babies within the uterus ensures absolutely no germs touch the babies. Before removing them from the uterus, James goes through a series of strange motions. He dunks the entire uterus in a vat of dark liquid, and then another, and another, and eventually the uterus has been completely sanitized. He moves the uterus to a separate compartment within the steel drum. Finally, he uses a scalpel to open the uterus, and one of the first germ-free baby guinea pigs is officially born. What you just heard is one of the first mammalian lives to be born without any germs. This was a major goal of James A. Rainier's. Not long before James was born, germs became a hot topic of discussion for scientists across the world. And scientists argued about if it was possible to eradicate germs. And if it was possible, would it benefit humans to do so? Though scientists argued, no scientist made significant headway on the idea until James came along. James was born in northern Indiana in 1908 and spent his childhood working in his father's engineering workshop. All his life, he considered himself to be an engineer first and foremost, which enabled him to think outside the box of what was scientifically possible. He went to Notre Dame for his undergraduate and master's degree, studying microbiology. And in his last year as a student at Notre Dame, he began to think about cells like the engineer he was trained to be. He thought, if microbiology is focused on the function of the cell, then we won't be able to make big discoveries in this field unless we're able to separate one cell from the rest. This led him to engineer a machine that isolated cells. Except, his first versions of the machine were overrun with bacteria and ruined his whole experiment. So first, he had to figure out how to eliminate bacteria from the machine. And once he figured that out, he realized what he had done. He had created a germ-free environment, something people had debated for over 40 years. Once he created a germ-free environment, he thought to himself, what else could be germ-free? James worried that doing experiments with rats full of bacteria was deceiving because a scientist couldn't be sure if the bacteria had interfered with the experiment. James thought it would be good to have germ-free lab animals to do experiments on. That way, you could be sure your experiment results were accurate. He also thought maybe germlessness was the future of humanity, how the human race could conquer disease and death. Which brings us back here, to the birth of one of the first germless creatures, a guinea pig. But wait, James notices something that he didn't notice before, a small lump on the baby guinea pig's belly. Then he looked at the other babies, and the bump was there on every single one of their stomachs. After examination, James discovers they all have an enlarged cecum, which is the opening of the large intestine in the stomach. James didn't know this, but he had made an important discovery that would change the world's understanding of germs forever. We'll come back to this. But for now, James pushes on. His laboratory became the center of germless research. Scholars traveled from across the world to do an experiment with a germless creature, or simply to observe James at work. Money poured in and allowed Notre Dame to create the Laboratories of Bacteriology at the University of Notre Dame, or Lobund Institute, which Rainier's directed beginning in 1946. More money flowed in from the military, who loved the idea of germ-free isolators to perform biological warfare research. James had strong beliefs about the philosophy of bacteria, which turned out to be wrong. James believed that germs were inherently bad and dangerous, and that humans would be better off without them. But as it turns out, living things need bacteria. Remember the lumps on the guinea pig babies? Every germless animal James created had similar lumps, the same swelling in their intestines. You might be asking, why is James Rainier considered a Hoosier innovator if he was wrong? Well, a recent MacArthur Genius Fellow, Sarkis Masmanian, has continued James's work, except in a different direction. Sarkis has discovered not having the right bacteria in the right amounts in your stomach is linked to having several neurodegenerative diseases like multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, and also mental health disorders. And Sarkis cites James in his work as a necessary step in understanding this connection between bacteria and neural diseases. Without James's pursuit of scientific inquiry, we still wouldn't be quite sure if we would be better off without bacteria or not. Besides the incredible machinery and processes that James invented, he added something significant to the philosophy of science too. We now have a better understanding of how life is the way it is. Stay tuned for the next episode to hear more stories of Hoosier innovation. Indiana Humanities connects people, opens minds, and enriches lives. Special thanks to Dr. Robert G.W. Kirk for his published research on James Rainier's. This has been Quantum Leap Soundbites, and I'm Sandra Burton.